or we'll give it to you. We just want to do it. Pay our salary. We'll come work for you, recalls Steve Jobs. And they said, no. So then we went to Hewlett-Packard, and they said, hey, we don't need you. You haven't got through college yet. And so it went. Ultimately, the history of business computing is characterized by great successive creative leaps of informed imagination, of thinking outside the veritable box, of intellectual bootstrapping from one paradigm to another, the latter always, or nearly always, an improvement. It is prudent to remember Woody Allen's famous comment with reference to comedy. If you are not failing every now and then, it's a sign you're not doing anything very innovative. Innovation distinguishes between a leader and a follower, notes Jobs. To this, Bill Gates adds, never before in history has innovation offered the promise of so much to so many in so short a time. And that innovation is nowhere near over. The web, as I envisaged it, writes its inventor Tim Berners-Lee, we have not seen it yet. The future is still so much bigger than the past. In chronicling the first 6.5 decades of the digital revolution, this volume comprises what will be, in the final analysis, but the beginning in a far longer tale than we can today imagine. Shakespeare told us that what is past is but prologue. Here, then, is one man's version of that prologue. Lars Nielsen, July 1, 2011, Amsterdam, Holland. Chapter 1. From Military to Marketplace. If you don't want to be replaced by a computer, don't act like one. A quote from Arno Penzias, computer scientist. As shall be seen, research and development by the military-industrial complex of the United States has played a major role in various aspects of computer development throughout the decades. This was never so much the case, however, as in the creation of the very first major computer, the ENIAC, Electronic Numerical Integrator and Computer. Funded by the U.S. Army in 1943 and developed at a cost of $500,000 by John Motchley and J. Presper Eckert at the University of Pennsylvania's Moore School of Electrical Engineering, the ENIAC was a cumbersome, massive machine, but also a technological wonder at the time of its public debut in 1946. Consider the heft. 17,468 vacuum tubes, 7,200 crystal diodes, 1,500 relays, 70,000 resistors, 10,000 capacitors, and around 5 million hand-soldered joints. Taking up 1,800 square feet, the ENIAC weighed more than 27 tons. Writing in 2004 for the IEEE Annals of the History of Computing, David Alan Greer, a technology historian at George Mason University, said the machine was best described as a collection of electronic adding machines and other arithmetic units, which were originally controlled by a web of large electrical cables. Today, UPenn's School of Engineering and Applied Science has on display 4 of the original 40 panels of the ENIAC. Input was via IBM card reader, and output via IBM card punch. Once the painstaking job of input was finished, actual computing took place at what seemed at the time like warp speed. A multiplication of a 10-digit number by a single-digit number took 1,400 microseconds, 714 per second. A 10 by 10-digit multiplication took 2,800 microseconds, 357 per second, and so forth. A division or square root problem took approximately 28,600 microseconds, 35 per second. These speeds were no less than 1,000 times faster than those offered by the previous generation of electromechanical calculator machines. This quantum leap in computing power has never since been matched with reference to the introduction of any single new machine. Incorporating recursive functions and lambda calculus, ENIAC was Turing complete, meaning that it was governed by a firm set of data manipulation rules which, followed in sequence, would produce the results for any requested calculation performed on arbitrary data. The name Turing Complete came from British mathematician and computer scientist Alan Turing, whose ideas led to its conception. Notably, the machine could be programmed to perform sequences of what at the time were extremely complex operations, including loops, branches, and subroutines. ENIAC was the prototype from which most other modern computers evolved, wrote Martin H. Wyke in 1961. It embodied almost all the components.